This is sports.
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 This is sports. This is sports.
With a capital F.
This is sports with a capital F.
This is sports.
F.
This is sports with a capital F.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you find yourself. Welcome to the Sports with a Capital F podcast. I am Graham, and I am joined, as usual, by thumb wrestling champion and resident fantasy expert Griff McGriff. How are you doing today, sir?
Hello, people of Earth. I'm doing great. Can't really complain. Haven't rioted or anything lately. Nothing. I've just been going to work and hanging out.
Yeah, I've been getting up every day and going to work and just living in this civilization for a lot of days consecutively now.
Yep, just waiting for the sun to be blotted out.
That is going to be cool. I am looking forward to that. I hope people get a chance to listen to this podcast before that so they can hear how excited we are about it.
You know, I'm excited that it is such a big deal because I've been, really been on this for a while, and then it really wasn't getting a whole lot of fanfare. And I noticed like just recently it got real crazy. Like you can't buy any of those glasses because I just like went to the store and bought the glasses. They were like laying out on the shelf. Now you can't find those things anywhere. I missed a entrepreneurial opportunity there.
No, I didn't realize you couldn't find them. I'm going to just look at it like I looked at the one I did when I was a kid with two pieces of cardboard with a hole in one of them. Or I'll try and score some glasses. Either way, it's just going to be cool to watch it get dark outside in the middle of the day.
Hopefully you won't burn your eyes out. But
I'm not going to look up at it. You can hold two pieces of cardboard with your back to the sun and you put like a pinhole in one piece and hold it like arms
length away
from the other one.
Shadow.
Yeah, and then that dot of light, you can see the eclipse happen in that dot of light, which is also kind of cool.
That is kind of cool. I'm really stoked to like look around me. Like they were like, because you can see the star, and then you're supposed to be able to see like a bunch of planets, see the stars. It's going to be dark.
Yeah, it's going to get like noticeably cooler too. It's going to be. It's going
to
be.
That's the part
neat.
I'm really looking forward to. Yeah.
Yeah, there was one when I was a kid that came through. Wherever I was near Chicago at the time. I know I was driving with my dad, and it got like cold outside for a second. We looked at it through like a piece of paper on the hood of the car. It was pretty cool.
It's neat. This is the big boy too, the total eclipse. We get 97%. I had heard that there was this town in Kentucky that gets like most of it. It's the longest one in the United States, and it's a town of like 30,000 people, and they said they're expecting a minimum of 100,000 people.
Yeah, it's possible it could get more insane than that.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
It's easily possible they could end up with 500,000 people there,
It's a big deal. I mean, everybody on Earth's definitely going to have to notice.
Well, everybody in the path of it. I think they do happen kind of like more frequently in other parts of the world. We just happen to like this go around, a big swath of America is going to get a big chunk of it.
Yeah, it's been 30 years since total.
Be pretty cool.
Yeah, it was a recent press release about Tiger Woods. You know, that stuff that happened to him where he ran into the pole or whatever and he got stopped and it turns out he wasn't drinking. Yes. Did you happen to catch that? Like his toxicology report?
I will admit to having only seen a headline about it, but it said he had 5 different drugs in his system, I think.
It was like Xanax, Vicodin, pretty much every pill you could imagine. He had Ambien, weed.
Ooh.
It was he had done everything.
Ooh.
It was like he went, and then I was reflecting on it today, and I was like, man, that's very Tiger Woods-ish. I mean, we all know how he was in golf. He did it all the way. Practiced all the time. He dominated.
He did. Worked out. He changed the way golfers treated their bodies and the way they approached
athletics.
And
they said his like practice sessions were just, he was a maniac. Like guys on the tour now said they would never spend the hours he did when he was in peak form. And then we could get to his extracurricular activities. And I mean, this dude banged his really hot wife. He banged way waitresses. He banged models. He banged hookers. This dude, when he does things, like, so you know,
credit
he went to the pill guy.
Credit where credit is due, though. Like, if you're going to be
right,
the greatest.
Right, he goes, Tiger Woods does it. He's like, what pills you want? He's like, I want all of them.
Yeah. The guy was probably like, he probably was like, how many of these can I take at a time? And the guy was like, I wouldn't take all those. And he was like, good, I'll take twice as many.
Who takes Ambien before they drive?
Who takes Ambien with all those other pills?
Exactly. While smoking weed. He was like, yeah.
Yeah, give me them all. Come
on.
Oh,
man.
All. Yeah, no, he was.
Well, he's got a lot of money, but probably quite a few demons, old Tiger.
I got to give Tiger Woods credit, man. When he does something, he doesn't fuck around. He didn't just take a couple Xanax. Look at all. He was like, I'm going all the way, bitch. That's what I do. I'm Tiger Woods.
He didn't play around with that, I will
and
say.
And then he was gangster in his thing. He was like, yeah, I just didn't realize that, you know, taking that combination would do that.
I assumed I would be immune to that particular combination.
You ever seen me play golf? I mean,
how fantastic would that have been if that's what he did at his press conference, though? If he was like, you know, I just assumed that it wouldn't affect me like that. I am Tiger Woods. You guys have a good night. Like, what's he got left to prove to anybody?
Nah, the only guy that really did that was what was Ford, the mayor of...
Yeah, the mayor of Toronto was the only person who ever went in front of the media and was like... Yeah, that man was...
He was the guy that did...
Man, he was...
He did interviews like everyone wishes they did interviews.
He did.
Like, I got more than enough pussy at home to eat.
He said many... fantastic things, but that was clearly my favorite. And then he did funny stuff. He would run places, smoked some crack.
The crack smoking was crazy. Bitch. It was like, yeah, that was what made it all over the top. Yeah. He would just like stop and smoke crack on the street.
Yeah, it definitely became a thing too, where it was like after, because we were all on him before really even the crack smoking thing blew. And then it was then he was in all the headlines, like Toronto's crack smoking mayor. Even if the story wasn't related to crack, they were always like, remember this guy? And you're like, I'm not, he's the guy who smoked crack. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Didn't he like say something like, yeah, I might have tried it or something? Like, he said something crazy one time. Like, yeah. Maybe I try it. It was crazy. Yeah. He was crazy. He was awesome.
Like, yes, I have smoked crack. Okay, like he did. Yeah, he talked himself in a circle. I wish you'd have told me we were going to talk about this. In his honor, I would have played that particular clip, but I'll mush it on to the end of the podcast, maybe. But either way, yeah.
No, I didn't plan on
He was one of the only people who ever went into a press conference and said the things you expected him to say. But it was a golden opportunity for Tiger Woods. Maybe one day we'll permeate the zeitgeist to the point where eventually athletes will give press conferences and they'll be like, look, I'm young and I'm rich and I did something stupid, but it wasn't even all that stupid. And now I'm going to go home and go to bed. Good night.
See Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah.
That should be Ezekiel Elliott's defense on his day. He should show up at the appeal hearing and be like, Aaron Hernandez, the defense rest.
Yeah. Does anyone see Aaron Hernandez here in the courtroom today? If so, please point him out. Let the record show that Aaron Hernandez is not in this courtroom.
That's the thing. You know, it was kind of, you know, I really enjoyed the whole, you know, little segment we did. Maybe you should run that at the end, the murdering.
It'll come up again. Football season's coming. I'm sure you will go on a rant about murderers.
He hadn't passed away, and now, you know, God forbid someone call us tasteless. But,
yeah, it's out there.
Yeah,
it's accessible.
My big thing was...
That video is accessible at Facebook and on YouTube, facebook.com/CapFSports.
Just a mild reference to the Patriots and a little
outside of the box thinking about
scandal, conspiracy,
culpability, you know.
Right. Basically, I tied some loose ends together.
It's fine investigative journalism.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Tiger Wood things was basically what I had, because it was just a funny conversation today I had with a guy in that suburb where we kind of like arrived. The whole Ford thing was just organic because you started talking about the...
the press conference.
Yeah, the press conference. And, of course, that dude came to mind, you know, when you started talking about that kind of press conference. I can't really think of anyone else who gave that, you know, anywhere close to that awesome of press conferences.
No, it was a fantastic time in the news cycle. Well, yeah, that's fine. I mean, I didn't really have much to specifically talk about for this podcast, but there's a lot of cool stuff coming up. The CapF Sports Fantasy League is set. So Sunday there'll be a draft, and then at capfsports.com and all over all of the other things we do that aren't the podcast, you'll be able to see pictures and screenshots and analysis and breakdowns of how we're doing our fantasy league with little notes about our prowess and what you
do. You think
do
this is the first president who's completely just not tried to have any, you know, be any kind of moral compass for the country?
Do I think it's the first president's ever tried to do that?
Like publicly, just like basically completely neglected any responsibility as far as...
No, you know, he is not interested in talking about anything but himself, and he...
No, I mean, like, as far as, like, presenting yourself as kind of, like, a moral compass for the country. Like, you know, every president I've ever seen has made some attempt to appear presidential.
No, the guy hasn't made any effort at all. I mean, and that's not even partisan or political. Like, the guy's made zero effort.
I guess that's my biggest problem with him. Is I was always kind of like, well, I think the antics were just to get in the door. Like, the guy has to be somewhat intelligent, if not, you know, at the very least, ruthless.
He didn't get in the door acting that way, though. Like, he didn't get in the door being presidential, and he knows, you know, he's not backing down. Like, he I think doesn't understand that how he won, because the other candidate wasn't that great, and he didn't win by some massive margin. But I don't know. I think he's just in there appealing to his base.
I just couldn't think of another president
attention
that just completely neglected that role. I mean, even Richard Nixon made the attempt to, you know, appear not insane when he was in public.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't really want to do Trump right now. I think all that's...
No, I was just a question.
I can't come up with an example to refute what you're saying. I don't think there has been another one I've ever seen in person in public behave that way.
Today was
sure.
The first day. The 95.5 is the weather or in traffic here in Atlanta, but it's also a conservative talk show. And in the afternoon, in the morning, it pretty much just runs traffic like crazy. But in the afternoon, you got to sit through some Eric Erickson to get your traffic. And he's not bad. I won't hate on him. But he's the first guy I heard just pretty much took a big shit on Donald Trump's head. I was kind of surprised.
I don't know. I've heard people on both sides over the course of...
Just like a conservative talk show host. Like, usually they're like company line guys. Like, he's even starting to lose those guys. But,
yeah.
I'll digress. Well, anything else? You want to do some kind of random power rankings, or...
Oh, I have power rankings. Stand by. I forgot all about power rankings. The power of the power rankings. I was like shuffling papers like Rush Limbaugh there. Remember how you used to Rush Limbaugh shuffling papers?
In front of the golden mic at IEB.
That guy.
I'm really fucked up on pills right now, talking really fast. Listen to me.
I'm not going to stop talking.
What they have said and what they're trying to do. Man, that guy, well, you got to give him credit, because after about 5 years and all that money, I'd be out. That dude's still sitting in front of the golden mic fucking railing.
Yeah, he's not...
I'm like, how could you expect him not to be on pills?
I agree. Well, do you... It's just funny. It's a crazy thing to think about, Rush Limbaugh's longevity.
Yeah, just every day. I mean, essentially says the same thing. I mean, he's
just
probably, they're fucked up out of his mind, just like reciting it out of the back, you know, just in a different...
Yeah, he's checked out. He's like in the zone. He's like blacked out and just like blah 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 blah. Yeah, no, it's
boring. Like really think, you know, people, you know, I'm not with you agree or disagree with him. Yeah, just to think about it in a job context, like it's got to be just, I mean, it's been a long time. Even for a guy with a huge ego, like, man, I don't know. Maybe they'll threaten to kill him if he quits or something. I don't know. It seems like you would quit at some point.
Yeah. Well, how about the Cap F Sports Power Rankings?
And now, the Cap F Sports Power Rankings.
What are they?
This episode's power rankings are Fox, Osprey, and Aardvark. And I would like to make one exception here. Fox, Osprey, Aardvark. That Osprey not be the bird, but I would like to briefly use that to serendipitously find ourselves talking about that stupid airplane that's supposed to be like a helicopter because it killed some more Marines recently. And man,
how do they do that to Marines and helicopters? It's just a bad thing.
Well, it's that particular aircraft. I don't know if you remember because it kind of was like, it kept being like, oh, it's going to be operational soon. Oh, it's going to be operational soon, like through the early 2000s, but they just kept crashing. And then it was like, it seemed like after one of the crashes that killed a few people, they were like, all right, we're not going to do this anymore. And then they just showed up and they were in operation. They're like, oh yeah, we fixed all that, but here we go again. So Ospreys go at the bottom of my list because that's how I'm.
So we're talking about the aircraft.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the aircraft as opposed to the bird as far as it fits on the power rankings. It was just an opportunity for me to
pontificate
about
how stupid that aircraft is. If you were going to use the bird, it seems like it would be more accurate to call it a Seahawk, considering we're a sports podcast. But
it's just a stupid aircraft, and I didn't want to miss an opportunity to throw that in.
Okay, Aardvark, Osprey, and what?
Fox.
Oh, man, Fox. You know, I grew up, you know, in a pretty rural area, and there was this, like, fox that you would get rare. Because it's kind of hard to spot a fox. They're pretty...
crafty, and they run low.
Yeah, they're
the
not
ground.
Like a deer, you know. They just, graze out in the open. Like, they're hard to catch a spot. So I used to catch a look at them every once in a while. So they were always kind of cool growing up. Foxes are just kind of cool. So I think I'll take Fox. The fact that it's the Marine aircraft that we're going with, that constantly crashes, and that has to be at the bottom. In an Aardvark, I mean, I kind of know what kind of a weird looking little thing.
Yeah, it's like an anteater
or something. Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, is it an anteater?
Yeah, I think it's like one.
Yeah, that's what my mind is kind of what it looked like, a little snout. But I guess I don't know shit about them.
Yeah, well, no preparation is a trademark of this. It just happened to have the Osprey.
Usually, though, I know something about it. I know a little about the other stuff, but Aardvark, I mean. So that is an anteater. Anteater slang for Aardvark, then, maybe.
Sure.
Sounds good to me.
It is right
That's
now.
That's cool.
But I'm pretty sure they're related to one another.
Yeah, no, I know they look like it, and I just typed it in, and it does look like that, but I'm not going to, research it further. I don't know. Let's see. Aardvark. If it is an anteater, though, it gives it extra points because it sucks ants through its nose.
But, I mean, it's either the Aardvark or the fox because we already know the Osprey's at the bottom.
Yeah, no, fuck the crashing helicopter. What's cool about that?
Yeah. You know what the Osprey is. It's like that thing looks like a plane.
Yeah, it turns.
It was supposed to be like a vertical takeoff helicopter plane hybrid. It was a bad idea. It looked stupid.
Yeah, why would you make a prop job version of that? Well, they've had the Harrier for years, and I think they have like the newer version of that. Doesn't the new fighter take off vertically?
One of them, the
F-35, I think. That fucking crazy one. That shit is like super futuristic. But I guess I'll stick with it. I guess I'll stick with Fox, Aardvark, Osprey. Anteater's cool though. That's kind of cool that they just like suck ants.
They're a cool animal. Yeah, I would go with that too. Well, really just because I don't know if I've ever seen an aardvark.
No, I know I haven't. Yeah. Unless it was at the zoo and I wasn't paying attention.
Probably then, seen one at a zoo, but usually right. There's other stuff at zoos. You forget at least like probably more than 3/4 of the animals you see.
It's all in there, though, zoo. Man. It's all in your brain. It is.
Yeah, but you do kind of tend to forget like 3/4 of the animals you see whenever you go to the zoo. You're like, I saw a lion and a giraffe and a polar bear and some penguins, and I don't remember what else I saw.
Hippopotamus is always weird me out because I know like how aggressive they are, and then they're so fucking huge and they're always like lurking around. You never get a good shot, and I'm like, man, that would. It's like a. I wonder if there's like a phobia of hippopotamuses. I think I'm like on the.
I think they fuck people up from time to time.
They're very aggressive.
Yeah. I don't think it would be anything wrong with being afraid of them. They're like giant water dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree.
I think I might have a small phobia.
I wish I knew that was. What's the scientific name for a hippopotamus?
Sweating. Yeah. My wife's like, you were saying hippo in your sleep.
Pachophobia, like fear of pachyderms. Are they pachyderms or is that just elephants?
We'll go with no, they're not pachyderms. That's just elephants.
All right, well, we'll look it up one day, too. But I think we did really good here, man. I think this was a really good podcast. I don't think we didn't make any points, really. we accidentally brushed up against some Trump stuff, but I don't think that was an overwhelming amount of that.
And, hey, the Cubs still in first?
Yeah, Cubs are still clinging to first place, man, with their fingers deeply grabbed in there. I think that's what I meant to talk about, though, was more about what we had coming up, because we got baseball playoffs coming up. We got the fantasy football coming up, NFL's coming up. Keep an eye out for a fantastic new college football promo. I'm already working on it. It's going to be good.
Is it going to be less controversial than the one last year?
It might be exactly the same as the one last year, just a little more polished, you know?
All right. The one last year was very good.
Yeah.
Even if, you know, it made you angry. I mean... it was still good. You got to admit, it was still pretty good.
It was good, and it was funny. These are the jokes, folks. But, yeah, so we got a bunch of fun stuff coming up, and we thank you for sitting with us through this one. It just had been a minute since we did a podcast, and we definitely needed to get one under our belt. Thank you to King Bo Christ from the I Say That to Say This podcast. Me and him did a podcast recently, and it will come out soon.
And yeah, why didn't you join the Fantasy League, man?
Well, you'll find out the answer to that burning question when you hear the podcast.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's like some sort of specific...
I mean, he... I'll let you hear it on the podcast. It'll be a big secret. But anyway, he had a very good reason for not joining the podcast. It was a good decision. He's boycotting the NFL, is what I was going to say.
Oh, he could have just told me that. I wouldn't have.
Well, I don't know. For some reason,
I wouldn't have
like
blackballed
him
from the ESPN league. Yeah. Don't let this guy in any leagues ever again. If he changes his mind, fuck him.
No. I don't think that was the case. But he did. He's boycotting
the NFL.
That's it,
Kingo. You'll never play another down of fantasy football. You can't turn your back on the system.
It's probably best for everyone who's not in our league, but I'm really looking forward to it.
No, it's going to be fun. It always is. I like the drafts. The drafts are always fun, especially when people make stupid picks.
It's inevitable. You always do get that little bit of excitement.
Think your boy's going to take Cutler like a little too early?
I think if he takes him, he's going to take him. I don't know. If he's still hanging around there and I'm pretty happy with how my team looks, there may be some.
Just take him just so you can use him as trade bait. I trade him out of Ezekiel Elliott or something.
Yeah. But all right. So good times. Well, I'd like to thank everybody for listening. I'm Graham. That was Griff. This is Sports with Capital F Podcast. I think we've done enough damage here. We'll see you next time. Good night, everybody.
This is Sports with a capital F.
This is Sports.
This is Capital F.
In these most trying of times,
You need a podcast that is asking the tough questions.
You ever taken a poop and it's like it's scraping like sandpaper, like there's stuff in it?
Yeah, like it's spiky. Spiky poop. Spiky poop. So how are you feeling about this whole North Korea thing, man?
Man, that's just crazy. So I don't even pay attention to it.
What now?
My butt itches. Butt itches. In an otherwise dark world, Sports with a capital F is a rising sun of integrity, truth, and a beacon of hope for all mankind.
This is Sports with a capital
F.
Welcome everyone to the Sports with a capital F podcast. This is Graham, and today my guest on this episode is artist, government nerd.